Today, Farm Bureau Ag with thoughts and some good news of research findings in Montana. I'm Doug Busselman, back after this. The headline proclaimed, livestock grazing makes more habitat for native bees. Seeing that kind of assertion caught my eye and led me into the article to find out that researchers from Montana State University have been seeking to find out the abundance of bees on rangelands with funding from NRCS. This research compared pastures that were actively grazed and pastures that have sat idle for a few years. We're told that about 70% of the estimated 7,000 bee species in the U.S. build their nests underground each spring. That means they need to have small patches of bare ground to do their work. The Montana researchers have learned that pastures where livestock are grazing have twice as many ground nesting bees. One of the participants who provided their land for the research, Ben Leffelt, noted that there are people who have the misconception that leaving the land untouched is the best way to take care of it. But he points out that livestock rejuvenate everything. Grazing land the right way makes better soil and more insects, and that increases the overall productivity for livestock, Leffelt said. This research from Montana State University and other research entities around the West have been making great progress in getting directly involved in doing the necessary work to identify the impacts, many of them positive, that come from proper livestock grazing. For Farm Bureau AgriThoughts, I'm Doug Busselman.